Warning, this next story concerns football. I know you probably don't tune into Studio 360 to hear about football, and that would be a bad idea since there are very few Americans who know less about football than I do. But even if you're not a football fan, trust me, keep listening, because in addition to bringing you sweaty 300-pound guys and Bud Light commercials, the NFL is also the source of some singular music. Richard Paul explains.
Where does musical immortality come from? Sometimes it's a spark of inspiration. An artist sits down at the piano and composes a four-note motif, four musical notes that last forever. No, not those four. Yep, that one. The second most popular four notes and a fermata that anyone ever wrote, in this country anyway. This song actually has a title, Heavy Action. It was written by Johnny Pearson, who was British and, believe it or not, never actually watched American football. He died in 2011, but Adrian Carriage was also there at the creation. He was Johnny Pearson's studio engineer and producer.
This was the Cologne Symphony Strings and some from the Westdeutsche Rundfunk Band, and they were great players.
They'd been called in by a music publisher named Robin Phillips, who wanted to change the sound of background music on British radio commercials forever. This recording session was the start.
They wanted to break away from the old-style light music. This was a different approach. This was very punchy. It's very lively. It's in your face, really.
The ABC Monday Night Football theme song at the time didn't say football, really. You may remember, it sounded like this. But this totally cool Hammond organ thing was about to be replaced because in 1978, an ABC employee, history never recorded who, went over to the New York branch of Robin Phillips' music library. He probably listened to 100 songs that day because that's what you did, and then went, I don't know, this one, and sent it over to his bosses. They ignored it for the next 11 years until the night that it took over the world.
In my naivety, I have to tell you that I knew it was quite big, but I didn't know how big it was until I was told. I didn't really realize just how big it was for the NFL. It's just quite incredible.
It was so big that when Fox Sports first landed the contract to broadcast NFL games in 1994, they decided that they wanted a heavy action of their own. They called up a commercial jingle writer named Scott Schrier and told him that David Hill, Fox Sports founder, had recently taken his kids to an amusement park.
And loved the Batman music that they played, you know, on the ride. So he thought the NFL theme should be like a Batman on steroids kind of sound to it.
They gave Schrier the weekend to do the work and get the gig. He actually wrote two songs. Then he called in a 48-piece orchestra. Hey, it's New York. You can get anything over the weekend. And laid down the tracks for both.
David reacted very strongly to the front section of one. And very strongly to the middle part of the second piece of music. And then that, you know, the front of one piece, then the second part of the other piece became the NFL and Fox theme, which everybody's heard for the last 16, 17 years.
So why is it that this music grabs us? What is it about football music that makes your blood, okay, let's be honest, get your testosterone flowing? That question is especially crucial to the people at NFL Films, the league's movie company, who've scored practically every pro football highlight that you've ever seen, whether it's on their old weekly TV show, at halftime on the major networks, or pretty much anything on the NFL's own channels, NFL Networks and Red Zone.
In fabled Yankee Stadium, the New York Giants, tops in the East, meet the best of the West, the Green Bay Packers. Don't let that sunshine fool you.
This was NFL Films' very first movie. And just like heavy action changed the sound of England's background music, NFL Films did the same thing in America. Those cheesy marching tunes you're hearing were standard football music for decades. That ended forever when a young composer named Sam Spence was asked to write a couple of songs for the film about the 1963 NFL Championship game.
They weren't sports marchers. They were more with my signature, you know, kind of the Hollywood sound.
Ed Sable, who started NFL Films, and his son Steve, who took it over, needed someone like Spence. For one thing, they wanted NFL Films to sound contemporary.
Steve said one time, he says, "I really like this song, Magnificent Seven." And he said, "How about something that, could you do something in that direction?" I said, "Yeah, okay."
But besides just making these movies sound like Hollywood, the music solved an enormous problem. See, teams had movies made about them before, but never a whole league. Tom Hedden wrote music at NFL Films from 1990 to 2009.
Point of view in filmmaking is part of what music can do. With NFL Films, the point of view has to overcome the inherent team loyalty of the audience.
Team loyalty is a big problem. Say your film is a sympathetic story about a wide receiver for the Giants that ends with him catching a touchdown pass over a Dallas cornerback.
If you show a Cowboy fan the Giant scoring a touchdown, they're not going to be empathetic without some coercion. And music is a very powerful way to coerce the audience.
Music became indispensable to NFL Films. Always there to convey emotion, triumph, failure, striving. And to emphasize the violence and chaos of professional football.
Fear is such a huge part of the game. Experiencing that feeling is something that music really has helped put in the mind of the viewer.
And do it with really only a handful of musical tools. Remember, this isn't just movie music. It's football movie music. At its base, Hedden says,
football music is timpanis, trombones, cellos, and horns.
But that doesn't mean specialty players can't also shine. There are the violins.
They have the dexterity and agility to really make a sound that matches the speed of the players. And that gives you almost onomatopoeia for what you're seeing visually, you're hearing in the orchestra.
There are the trombones that can play on either side of the ball.
It's almost like the percussion section's playing the melody.
So that is why generations of Americans have run across their backyards in slow motion, with these songs running through their heads. The composers at NFL Films are using the same tricks European classical music composers have been writing for centuries. Combinations of pitch, tempo, rhythm, dynamics, and melody that resonate in the human subconscious to evoke emotion. In many ways, this has become classical music for bros. In fact, pretty regularly these days, Sam Spence says.
The NFL suggests, "Oh, good, let's play your things with a big symphony orchestra sitting on stage, you know. Let's put picture to it."
And when they do, football fans sit quietly in concert halls, listening to the Green Bay Civic Symphony or the Philadelphia Orchestra play this music. Some of them don't even paint their faces. For Studio 360, I'm Richard Paul.
Thanks to Arts Edge at the Kennedy Center in Washington for their help with that story.